for most producers in eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, in the South Dakota as well. So most of the corn in the probably the northern part of North Dakota is going to be a 525. Southern part of North Dakota is going to be 531. And then into the soybean, dry bean, some of those other crops, we're going to be looking at about a 610 date. So in most of those instances, that is at the period where you would have 100% of your crop insurance coverage up until those dates. The nice thing is you, with these markets where they are, you can continue to plant after those dates, and there's usually a 25-day late planting period. And depending on the date that you get planted, the coverage reduced by 1% per day. So not dramatic, but given where these coverages are and the markets are, it gives people a lot of flexibility just in case they want to continue to plant.